Dr. Sampa,
the 2-1-B interrupted. Sampa turned in time to see the patient's eyes flutter, blink, then snap open. Blue irises staring up into an assortment of human, alien, and droid faces.
Some disconjugate motion of the optical orbs,
the same droid said.
Lower the lights,
Sampa said, eyes fixed on the display dedicated to heartbeat and respiration rates. Leaning slightly toward the patient, he said in a soft voice,
Captain Jadak?
Jadak's irises dilated. His heartbeat increased.
Lie still,
Sampa continued.
Don't try to speak just yet.
Sampa waited for Jadak's vital signs to stabilize.
You're in a medical facility, Captain. You've been here for some time. A very long time, in fact. But we'll speak of that later. As a result of suffering multifocal brain injuries, you lapsed into a persistent vegetative state. As your long recovery progressed, we saw fit to keep you in a coma until we could be certain that your injuries had healed. You've undergone a series of operations and treatments. Your muscles have received steady stimulation to prevent resorption and atrophy. We've nourished your mind with dreams that may strike you like memories. In time, however, you will begin to differentiate those from your actual memories.
Jadak blinked repeatedly, tears coursing from the corners of his eyes. Sampa laid a calming hand on Jadak's shoulder.
I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions. I want you to respond with a single blink of your eyes for yes, a double blink for no. Do you understand?
Jadak blinked once.
We have attached a sensitive microphone to your throat. Later, should you feel up to it, I would like you to speak. Do you understand?
Blink.
Did you recognize your name when I spoke it?
Blink.
Do you have some recall of your life?
Blink. Sampa glanced briefly at Bazant, who had her arms folded across her chest.
Here at Aurora Medical Facility, we specialize in keeping beings alive long past what would be their normal time spans,
Sampa went on in the same soft, slow voice.
But you are 1 in 100 million case, what some might call a medical marvel. Few beings are fortunate enough to have a second chance. Do you understand?
Blink. Sampa straightened somewhat.
Do you have any memories of the accident that resulted in your coma?
Jadak blinked twice. Sampa glanced at the heartbeat display.
That's all right, Captain. Your memory will return in due course. Are you in any pain or discomfort?
Blink, blink.
Do you have a physical awareness of your body?
Blink.
Do you want to try to sit up?
At Jadak's single blink, one of the med droids triggered a remote that raised the head of the bed. Another proffered a glass of water, from which Jadak sipped through a straw.
Do you wish to speak?
Sampa asked after a moment.
Yes.
Jadak wheezed and cleared his throat.
Reese?
Sampa looked to one of the droids for explanation.
The co-pilot.
I'm sorry, Captain. Your co-pilot did not survive the accident.
Jadak lowered his head in grief, then raised it.
The ship?
Sampa allowed the same droid to respond.
We have no information regarding the ship.
Jadak's forehead creased suddenly, and he glanced down at his body.
I can't feel my legs.
Sampa's head tresses swayed.
Yes, well, that's because we were unable to save your lower legs. We opted not to install prosthetics until we were certain you were going to be able to make use of them.
Jadak absorbed it in silence.
How long have I been in recovery?
He asked finally. Sampa traded looks with Bazant, who beat the neurologist in responding.
62 standard years.
Jadak's blue eyes all but bulged from his head.